This is Wednesday, January 14th, and this is episode 115 of Ron's Update. I wanted to say Happy New Year, and I hope you enjoy this podcast. I would request that after you've listened, that you go onto iTunes and give me a rating. I have very few ratings on any of my podcasts, and I'd like to know what people think of them, even if they don't like them. If they like them, I'd really love that. This podcast and my Lost Trail Runner podcast are just basically stream of consciousness podcasts where I just kind of ramble on. And sometimes I have my daughter Laura with me and we'll just talk. So I hope you enjoy that format because that's what it's going to be. So enjoy. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and I'm in my kitchen. I'm getting ready to empty the dishwasher, so you're going to hear some banging and clanging of the pots and pans and plates. And I thought I'd give you an update. I haven't given you one this year. This is my first podcast of 2015, and it's a good time to start an update for this year. It started out well in regards to me getting out and moving on the first day of the new year. I ran in a Atlanta Track Club 4-mile race on January 1st. Race started at 10 o'clock in the morning over in Brookhaven, which is a little town that used to be part of Atlanta, but they've started their own city. I guess they figured they could do better on their own, so that's what they did. Anyway, the MARTA train goes through Brookhaven going to downtown on the north south line, and there's a train station, the Brookhaven MARTA station. MARTA stands for Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority, I believe. But anyway, they let the track club use their parking lot, and that's where the race was staged. It was in the MARTA parking lot, and it was a 4-mile race running through the neighborhoods. So anyway, I got there about an hour early for the race and went and got my number and all that stuff. Went back and set my car for a while because it was about 34 degrees, but it was sunny that morning, so it was a fairly nice day. About 10 minutes before the race started, I got out of my car and went over to the start line, and I didn't do any warm-up or anything, which was a mistake on my part, because if I don't get a warm-up in nowadays, that first mile is a drag, you know what I mean? So anyway, it started at about 5 after 10, and we took off running, and I felt terrible right from the start, and it took me probably the first whole mile to get where I felt at all good at all. I think my first mile was like an 11:38. After the first mile, I started getting warmed up, I guess is what it was, and my next 3 miles were much better. And I ended up running a 43:44, which turns out to be about a 10:50 pace, which is fairly slow. But for me, you know, nowadays, it's not that bad. In fact, in my case, nothing's bad anymore. But I realized when I was suffering that first mile, I needed to change some things if I was going to run races and enjoy them. And one of the things I needed to change, which I had control over, is my training. Can't do much about my age. I was on the net one afternoon or evening, and I came across this test where you answered these various questions like, how much exercise you do, how many days a week do you exercise, how much do you weigh, what's your height, what's your resting heart rate, you know, all those kind of things. And I answered them, and it came back and it said that my physical age was 46, even though I'm 73 years old. So I took that as gospel, of course, and I went and recalculated my Maffetone 180 heart rate zone for training, which originally I had had a 108 to a 118 heart rate range, you know, zone that I was training in, which is pretty slow. Of course, I mean, it was comfortable. When I recalculated it to the physical age thing, I came up with a 124 to 134 heart rate for my zone. So I put that in my Garmin and started using it, and I'm running about a minute to a minute and a half faster in training, and I'm really not having to work that much harder, you know. So it's not like I'm overextending myself. So I felt pretty good about that change. So I'm going to stick with that. And if I train at a minute to a minute and a half faster, that's going to put me down to a faster pace, you know, that I'll be able to run race at, because if I'm because I've always been able to take off. Like, I had been training at about 13 and a half minute pace in that range. Well, I ran that 4 mile race averaging 10:50. So you see the amount of time I can take off in a race per pace per mile. So I figure if I'm training at a minute faster, then that ought to move it down another minute in the race. So where I'd be averaging 10:50, I'd be averaging like 9:50, or maybe even better, whatever. And my goal basically is to get back below 10 minute pace again. I mean, I used to think that was really slow pace. I'd go out to the mountain and I'd go, well, if I really want to do a slow run, I'll do a 10-minute pace run. Well, now the 10-minute pace is faster than my race pace, right?
Now on to another subject.
I also was looking at these training watches, and I sprung for a Garmin 920 XT. That is really a good watch, man. That thing does everything you can possibly think of. It even gives you notifications on your messages on your phone, phone calls, and all that kind of stuff. So I really like that. And it also calculates your max VO2. I've only had it for about a week, and I think it calculates that over a period of time, but right now, for a 73-year-old, which I guess during the calculations that's what it's working off of, because you put in your age and your, you know, all that stuff, it calculated the first couple of runs my max VO2 was 37, and that sounds low to me, but when you look on their chart, that is up in the excellent category for a 73-year-old person. So I felt pretty good about that, and it'll calculate it ongoing as I run. And then it also has a race predictor. This is the one that stunned me here. It says, my race predictor, I should be able to run a 5K in 27:50. 10K in 57:47, the half marathon in 208:07, and the marathon in 4:24:28, which is kind of hard to believe. I'll go with the 5K and 10K, but once I get the half and full marathon, those things are kind of a stretch if you ask me. I really don't know. I doubt that very seriously I'll test the marathon one, but I will try the half, see if I can get a 208. But it just boggles my mind that this race predictor is telling me that I can do that. I just don't see that happening, but, you know, if I use the training like it says, maybe it will be good. I just finished up one of my better runs for this year out at Stone Mountain. I did a 3-mile run with some 20-second pickups at the end. I only did two 20-second pickups. I should have done 5, but it's a dreary day and I'm not in the mood. So my 3-mile run was excellent for me. I averaged like 11:45, which is probably close to 2 minutes faster than what I'd previously been running before I changed my heart rate zones. I really do like running in the new zone, and I believe it's going to help me considerably when it comes to doing some races. I've got a race planned, not this coming weekend, but the weekend after that, Peachtree City 5K Atlanta Track Club race down in Peachtree City, Georgia. And we'll see what my 5K time will be. My race predictor on my Garmin 920 XT said I can run like a, what did it say, a 27:50 or something. We'll see. I'm not confident, but that gives me something to shoot for. So I'll work on that. Then I also have a race come out. You might hear a car driving. I'm in the parking lot at the old game ranch out at Stone Mountain. And then a couple of weeks after that Peachtree City race, I'm running the Hearts and Souls 5K Atlanta Track Club race, which is the Valentine's Day race. It's not on Valentine's Day, but it's close enough that they call it the Hearts and Souls race. So that'll be another 5K within about 2 weeks of Peachtree City. And then I'll have a lull. And I forgot to mention that I wasn't able to do the Galloway 13.1 in December, but I did register for the Galloway 13.1 virtual. So I have until March to run that half marathon and turn in my results to get my shirt and my medal. So after I get these 5Ks out of the way and try to get my speed up a little bit, then I'm going to try to do a half marathon. I don't know if it'll be an official half marathon that I enter, or it'll just be one that I run a half marathon course for a time and turn it in. We'll see how that goes. Anyway, that's about all I've got for now. And this is, as I said, Ron's Update 115. So I'll put it in the can and get it out to you. See you later.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.